This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
This should be the last significant play of the half. Hand up, hand down, Guevara. Right foot, plays it all the way in. There's Ziegler, header, and it's in! Goal, Penguins! Alex Ziegler, the senior captain. Lambert loses it. Here's Engelhardt. Has Brattsburg wide left. Brattsburg might be able to get a shot off here. Left foot. Just over the head, and it's in. Brattsburg with her second goal of the game. And the Penguins take a commanding 2-0 lead.
Here's Grand with the service. Into the back row. Ball's alive. Bumped up right side. Helped across. That's it! Swingle with the block. Just! Swingle puts it away. And the Penguins with their first conference victory.
And ladies and gentlemen, your Penguins have won. Penguins have won! Penguins have won! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Penguin men's and women's soccer doubleheader live action from Corbett Field. You're not listening live. This is a live broadcast for us, the podcast. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it
this afternoon.
We're going to do it live. Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan to bring you all the action today. Second time in a week that these two teams have played each other. Both the men and women played on Monday. The men's team lost that game 0-2, and the women won in overtime 2-1 in a dramatic finish with Alex Moran finishing it off with a header at the end of the game. Joey, should be an interesting game today. We're about 12 minutes before we start this thing up. What do you think today?
I think the men need a win. I mean, plain and simple, they're 0-4 in conference. They played a tough preseason schedule. We've kind of talked about that a lot during these broadcasts, but I think the tough preseason schedule Coach John Delano had for the Penguins was so they'd be ready for conference play. Obviously, that's not the case, as we are 0-4. A couple close games, though. I think this men's team is waiting to explode. A lot of talent. A few injuries have kind of held them back early in the season, but now David Mendez is back. Not in the starting lineup today, but should play, should see some action. Captain Ryan Vela had a broken toe. He is starting today. We'll see how he does with that toe injury. But, Mike, I think the theme is, are they ready to start winning? Are they ready to show their potential?
And the key to that is going to be offense, Joey. Who is going to get involved in the action and help out Pedro Guevara, who has been the offense so far this season? He has 4 goals and 1 assist. That 1 assist, the dramatic goal we saw about a week and a half ago to Alex Ziegler, didn't end up meaning much. Who, if anybody on this team, Joey, is going to be the one to jump in and really give this offense something that they've been searching for the first 8 games of the season?
Well, Jordan Rhode is starting today, and he started a few times in the preseason before conference play started. He's starting today. He could be the spark plug off the bench, if you will, that Delano's looking for. Obviously, Todd Myers had a good freshman campaign, hasn't found the back of the net yet, but he's been playing pretty well up top. So I'm looking for Rhode and Mata to help out Guevara, as you said today.
For NDNU, they come into this game 5-2, 3-1 in conference. The Penguins 0-7-1, 0-4 in conference. For the Argonauts of NDNU, we're at Corbett Field here. Cristobal Montes is their guy. He has 4 goals and 2 assists, a team leading 10 points. Joey, he should be a guy that we're going to have to stay with today.
Yeah, two of our captains are on defense, Ryan Vela, Alex Ziegler, a good back line for the Penguins. They haven't quite played together as a team yet this so far this year. We have seen them do it in the past, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle Montes today.
A lot of good stuff we're looking forward to seeing today. Hopefully the Penguins can pick up their first victory of the PacWest Conference season and also of the season at large. So stay with us. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We'll be back with the live action and the starting lineup shortly. And we're back here just about ready to get underway at Corbett Field. Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan bringing you the action. Brandon Flores videotaping this today. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. We should have a doozy on hand. It's a doubleheader. We'll start out first with the men's team as head coach and director of soccer of actually both programs, John Delano, huddles them up and gets these guys pumped up. Joey, how about the black unis today instead of the yellows?
Yeah, black top with the yellow bottom. It looks a little different. I'm not sure if I like it or not. It's a new look for the Penguins. We'll see how the luck wearing the black tops turns out for them today.
I don't know if I trust your fashion sense, though.
Yeah, my fashion sense not the best. If they win, then I'm going to love the uniforms.
I trust
agree
these
on that.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, this would be the first win, and if we wear the black unis, maybe we have to stick to them. Yeah, not a bad strategy there. So the Argonauts in the white as the referee brings the ball out to midfield, and we're about ready to get started. The Penguins looking to pick up their first conference win and first win of the season. They come into this game 0-7-1, 0-4 in PacWest Conference play. The Argonauts have had a little bit better luck, 5-2 overall and 3-1 in PacWest Conference play. Joey, we've talked about it quite a bit so far this season on our show on Tuesdays and also during the broadcast, the tough preseason schedule that the men's team has had, but then also opening up with some of the better teams in the PacWest Conference.
Yeah, it's been a tough road so far for the Penguins. Like you said, we have not found our first win in conference or in the season overall yet. I think the reasoning behind the tough preseason schedule was to get the team ready for PacWest play. It was just unfortunate that the PacWest schedule came out and we had the three toughest teams in the PacWest to start it off, so we'll see how they fare today.
And the Penguins are a little bit banged up. Ryan Vella is starting, but he's struggling with a toe injury. Alex Ziegler in the back, two of the three captains. Tim Pinella's the other. Ziegler's been banged up all season, struggling with a calf injury. And David Mendez, who's missed the last couple of games because of an ankle injury, is going to be playing today, most likely, but not in the starting lineup. And it's NDNU to start things off. Montez will try to send something early down the line. Nothing doing. And the Penguins now fight for control. There's Rode with an early touch. Guevara bumped from behind by Sweetnam. And that'll be the first foul of the game and a free kick for the Penguins midfield. Just underway here. I'm feeling the blacks, Joe. I really like that.
Yeah, I think they're going to grow on me a little bit. Let's see how the Penguins set up their first offensive possession here today.
Penguins, what little offense they've had has been on set pieces. Here's Guevara. There's Pinella going up for it. Instead, the header's won by Coffis. Now we're outside on the left. The left back, Gomez, plays Rosales, the solid midfielder for the Argonauts. He goes right side with a big switch to Barnes. Barnes trying to bring it down now. Header and runs past. Did he keep it in bounds? No. It'll be a Penguin throw-in. Far side of the field, just into Penguin territory. Sam Vella was challenging.
On that last set piece by the Penguins, obviously Guevara was the one taking the kick. Looks like he's targeting either big Tim Pinella inside or Rafi Garcia was sneaking around the back. Didn't work out for the Penguins that time, but see if they keep using that strategy as the game goes along.
Vella's throwing. He's headed right back to him. He'll get another one, same spot. Looking for Cordova. Doesn't have him. Now Garcia settles it down, looking for Barnes. Played it too far behind him. Penguin throwing. First four plays, three of them have been a Sam Vella throwing. That's about as much a percentage as you're going to use your hands here in the early on. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you get it, Joey. We're dealing with quite a few throw-ins. Guevara up the line. Cleared easily by Hoog. But the Penguins moving up.
Another throw-in for Vella. Here you go.
Just 2 minutes in. This will actually be Todd Mata, who does have a big throw. Let's see if he uses it here. Guevara checks early. Now Mata will throw it into the box. There's Ziegler looking to flick on. Ziegler, ball at his feet. Tries to work the line and bring it back. Cleared by the Argonauts, out of bounds. Another Penguin throwing. This one a little closer. It's going to be Mata, big throw again, looking for Ziegler and Pinella.
Ziegler had a chance there with the ball at his feet, like you said, inside the 18 box. Couldn't quite control it and get a shot off.
Mata, Ziegler looking to flick. Pushed in the back a little bit by Sweetnam. Referee maybe not ready to blow a foul in the box. I don't think he needed to there, not physical enough. But that was, as Mata aggressively challenges Barnes in the box, tugs on his jersey a little bit, the referee says, free kick Argonauts.
Yeah, a little jostling back and forth there between Mata and the Argonaut player. Got Mata for the jersey tug.
Here's Carlson, left side. Carlson had a good game against the Penguins in a 2-0 victory on Monday. Wilkinson intercepts. Can he possess it? Looking for Guevara. Doesn't quite get there. Back right, Sweetnam. Outside right back. Looking to play in the center to Rosales. Rosales with the switch, drops it back to Hoog. Hoog to Carlson. Carlson, one touch. Wilkinson got a foot on that. Now Garcia to Rode. Rode down the line. The freshman back in the lineup, bumped a little bit. Nice aggressive defense by Hoog for the Argonauts, and it'll be an Argonaut goal kick. Castro, goalie, played well. Shut out the Penguins on Monday. Different day, different opportunity for the Penguins. David Mendez warming up on the sidelines. He's missed four games in a row, but should make an appearance here shortly. There's Castro's kick, midfield, Pinella fighting with Rosales. Now Mata and Garcia get in on the action, but the Argonauts have it now. Nice touch over the head by Rosales. He goes left side. Chasing after him was Pinella. Does well enough to clear it out of bounds. It'll be an Argonaut throw-in, hugging the sideline. Ball's played by Coffis. Into the corner, nothing doing for the Argonauts as Wilkinson clears. Here's Rode holding at midfield but loses it. Carlson has it. He'll drop it all the way back to Castro. And Castro is going to kick this one away in a hurry here as Guevara, good hustle.
Penguins have done a good job keeping the ball on our offensive side of the field so far. Let's see if that keeps up here in the first half.
Here's Barnes for the Argonauts. Tries to split Ziegler and Vela. Wins a throw and Garcia just outside the box. Garcia, right side cross. Could be trouble for the Penguins as they scramble now to clear it. Finally, Vela does get that thing out of there, but it's good enough for a corner kick. This will be Montez. Come from the right side here. Early opportunity for the Argonauts. Back post. Penguins struggling to clear it. They do so now. Here's Carlson. Carlson, chest trap, midfield. Challenged by Guevara. Down the line. There's Gomez. Gomez working against Garcia. Beats him down the line. Here comes Gomez. Gomez with space. Gomez looking to switch sides of the field. He loses it. Here's Cordova. With space in front of him, bumped a little bit. Referee's going to say that's a foul. Penguin free kick just shy of midfield.
See if the Penguins can hold the ball on offense here, get a settled possession, and hopefully get a shot on goal to test this goalie early.
There's Vela, right foot, looking for Guevara. Now he's got it after Carlson loses it. Plays Garcia down the line. It sends him a little bit too wide. Faster field, the turf surface, and it'll be an Argonaut throwing deep in their own territory.
Good idea there by Guevara to get the ball to Garcia running down the sideline real close to us here. Couldn't quite control it. The ball rolls out, like you said, on the slick surface.
Carlson finds Coffis. But the ball finds the out-of-bounds line. Does cross it. Penguin throwing. 38 minutes left. And change. Here's Mata as Ziegler pushes forward. The senior captain center back is so good in the air. Let's see if Mata looks for him here. Instead, he elects to play short to Guevara. Shielding, working against Carlson. Left foot does get it in there, but it was deflected. And that kept the ball from getting to Pinella's head. And the Argonauts trying to counter here if they hurry. Ryan Vela does well to come up and put a stop to that. But it will be an Argonaut throw-in just shy of midfield.
Anytime the Penguins can get the ball to Guevara, whether short or long off a throw-in, I think that's a good call. He's been the Penguins' best player all year.
Four goals and an assist on the season so far. The only other Penguin player to get in on the action is Ziegler, and that came from Guevara's assist. Now the Argonauts out wide into Penguin territory. It's Gomez. Gomez with space. Gomez cut back to the right. Referee's going to say Ziegler got his foot. John Delano clearly not happy about the space that Gomez had there to work so deep in Penguin territory. Let's see what the Argonauts set up here as the Penguins will undoubtedly set up the wall. Looks like they'll have four in it as Carlson and Montez will both share ideas here about what they want to do with this. Let's see who takes this kick. Referee lining up the Penguins. On Monday, we saw the Argonauts play it to Rosales in the wall. They don't. Instead, they go out wide, cross, deflected out of bounds by the Penguins. That attempt from Coffis. Return to sender, but it's good enough for a corner kick. Penguins in trouble here early.
Penguins need to mark up, watch the men on the backside, make sure nobody goes unaccounted for. You don't want an easy goal here off the corner for the Argonauts.
Coffis will take this. Kicks up and away, right in the middle of the box. Pinella gets up, still struggling for it. And here's Rosales with time and space. Crosses it back post. Could be trouble for the Penguins. As Gomez has it now, Gomez found Hernandez, who tried to send a shot, hugging the ground through, is deflected a few times, and the Penguins are able to clear, but the Argonauts still have it now at midfield. With a throw-in, just into Penguin territory. Ryan Vela now looking to clear. Here's Rode working against Hernandez. Hernandez able to win that in the air, but here's Mata now. Mata with the Penguins. Guevara looking for Cordova out wide. Cordova, bad touch, and loses it. Sweetnam in the center to Rosales, who was looking for Garcia forward. Garcia lost his footing a little bit out there, and Carlson, the sophomore keeper for the Penguins, has it now. Sends it to midfield. Deflected. Pinella has it. Good ball forward from Cordova. Here's Guevara. Guevara, one-on-one with Sweetnam. Can he get to the line? He does. Left foot brings it back on the ground looking for Rode. Intercepted by the Argonauts. Here's Barnes.
Guevara's had a good game so far, possessing the ball, looking for his teammates, trying to get more assists to add to his total. He's been a good playmaker so far. Let's see if that strategy continues and if we can capitalize on Guevara's playmaking ability.
Ziegler and Vela, defensive tag team, forces it out of bounds. Argonauts with it now in the center on the switch. Here's Carlson, right foot, looking for Garcia forward. Is he on sides? Will he get there? Carlson kind of halfway out, helps it out of the box. Wilkinson needs to clear this and does. Finds Garcia. Can he keep it in play? Not quite.
Matt Carlson coming way out of the goal there to the top left part of the box to get a piece of the ball so the Argonauts cannot get an easy shot on goal.
35 left in this first half. First game of a doubleheader here at Corbett Field. The site of NDNU. The Penguins, I'd say it's fair to say, Joey, the number one rival so far in the PacWest Conference. This rivalry dates back to the days when both teams were in the Cal Pack. Here's Sam Vela out wide, the left back. Freshman for the Penguins looking for Rode. Can't get it to him. As both teams now scramble for possession in the center. It'll be Rosales. Rosales finds Montez. Montez working, drops it back to Carlson. Carlson with space back to Montez, who turns. Pinella working against Montez. NDNU, good possession here early on. Here's Coffa, sends a ball down the line. Can the Argonauts bring it back? A touch from Montez. They're still working across as they do now. There's Garcia back post. That's trouble. And it's an early goal for the Argonauts. That's been the story all season for the Penguins. Early goals. This one finds the head of Armando Garcia and the Penguins in a hole again early on, down 1-0 with 34 minutes left in the first half.
It looks like the Penguins had a breakdown of communication. They lost their men. They were ball watching, so to speak, there. And Garcia's able to sneak on the backside and put a header in the net. Defensive struggles for the Penguins, Mike. Like you talked about, keep up. Early goals have been a problem all year. They've been fighting uphill fights for the first part of the season here. Obviously, John Delano not too happy about that. Defense needs to do a better job communicating and finding their men.
Jordan Rode, the freshman forward, is going to check out in favor of the senior, Shane Huberts. Pinella out wide. Wilkinson, the senior right back. Rafi Garcia, bad touch, loses it. Here's Guevara. He's everywhere. Can he make a play down the line? Guevara, step over, keeps it in. Nifty maneuver. Guevara looking for help. Back post. There's Garcia. Header is down on the frame. Shot on goal. Nice play by the Penguins, both Guevara and Garcia. But Castro is there, the keeper for the NDNU Argonauts.
The Argonauts have not found an answer for Guevara on defense. He is working his magic around all the players for NDNU. Just couldn't quite capitalize on the Garcia header there. Good pass by Guevara to get it to Garcia.
That step over and flick here right in front of us, Joey.
I don't know how he kept the ball in bounds there, Mike.
Oh, man. Here's Garcia, the goal scorer, early. Ziegler with time and space. Has Cordova, who has it too. Finds Huberts. Huberts holds and waits. Drops it back to Sam Vela. Looking for Cordova down the line. A little bit too wide. Out of bounds. Argonaut throwing. Good to see the Penguins, though, here, Joey. After a goal early on. Responding with a little bit of urgency. Where was that in the first 15 minutes, though?
Exactly. We had the ball in the first 5 minutes of the game. We actually dominated possession. Couldn't get any good looks off on goal. We just got one there from Rafi Garcia. Unfortunately, did not end up in the net.
Here's Garcia threatening again. He's got a one-on-one. Carlson has to come out. The shot off the post. Wilkinson clears it. Does well to keep it away from the end line. It's going to be an Argonaut throw-in. But, man, what an opportunity as that ball bounced over the head of the DU defense. And Garcia with a second shot on goal, the first he connected with, that one, off the right post as he had Carlson beat.
Looks like the Penguins are having a hard time keeping a wrap on Garcia. That's two good looks he's had. Hit post on the last one, like you said, Mike, but they need to do a better job of finding him and marking him.
Argonauts threatening again. Carlson has to come out in a hurry. He's able to scoop this one up. Penguins have to be careful early on not to go down 2-0. Argonauts say Carlson stepped out. Referee too far away to care. Guevara in Argonaut territory working against Barnes. Leaves it for Cordova. Looking to play Guevara back. Quicker field, perhaps, playing a factor here with the Penguins early on. That Forest Meadows field's not the best. The balls do roll a bit slower.
Yeah, the grass surface will slow the ball up. The Penguins look a little surprised by the slick turf here, the artificial grass here at Corbett Field in on the campus of NDNU.
Argonauts drop it all the way back. Castro's kick is a good one. Finds the head of Ziegler. Barnes now, the speedy midfielder for the Argonauts, plays Carlson. Carlson right foot down the line looking for Gomez. Montez tried to flick it on. Argonauts still have it, though. Barnes, time and space. Into Penguin territory, plays a through ball, looking for some help from Garcia. And Montez doesn't get it. Argonauts look to send it right back in. This could be trouble. Carlson easy to, does well enough to keep the sun out of his eyes. Looked like he was struggling a little bit there on the retreat. He'll kick it away. Guevara, booming kick. Guevara running it down in a foot race with Hoog. And it'll be a Penguin throw, even with the 18, 30 minutes remaining. Argonauts up 1-0.
Guevara's going to win a foot race with most players anytime you get him down the field. Looks like he was going up against two or three defenders there. Still was able to possess the ball, just not the way he wanted to. The ball doesn't have out of bounds for the Penguins. They will target him again on this throw-in.
Todd Mott, a big throw. Zeke, make that Pinella, looking to flick it on for Huberts. Deflected out by the Argonauts. Guevara is going to have his first corner kick of the game, and let's see if the Penguins can get anything going here offensively.
On the corner kick, Guevara could look for Shane Huberts and Tim Bonello. They're both lining up, looks like sort of shade in the back post here. Both of them go about 6'3", 6'4". Ziegler's about 6'1". They got some height. See if they can get ahead on it, maybe put it in the back of the net here to tie this game up.
Rafi Garcia will work Castro, the keeper for NDNU. Hand up, hand down, right foot. Right in the center of the box, but there's Hoog. Guevara is going to let this one go out of bounds. And I think we'll probably see Mata come over, or Cordova. Cordova will take this throw-in. Penguins looking to get something going. Can they get an equalizer here in the first half after conceding the early goal? Cordova, good throw. Looking for Pinella. Tries to send it back in. Here's Mata. Can he turn and get a shot off? No. Stolen by the Argonauts. Barnes now. Time and space. Argonauts coming on a counter. Could be trouble for the Penguins. Garcia back to Barnes. Ball did skip up on him a bit. Vela does well to shield that. Interesting play here. Vela perhaps thought that was rolling a little quicker. Miscommunication with Carlson. He is able to cut off the threatening Argonaut there. But a scary moment again for the Penguins,
Joey. Seemed like Vela almost walked that ball into Matt Carlson there. He tripped himself over the goalie as Carlson came in sliding to corral that ball. But a very interesting play, like you said, a little miscommunication maybe again for the Penguins here in the back line. But going back to that last play, the Argonaut defense was able to smother Todd Mata, something the Penguins have not been able to do to the Argonauts offense so far.
Maybe a ticky-tack bump there called on Ryan Vela. Seems to be moving around pretty well, despite the toe injury that he suffered on Monday. Gomez off the switch, drops it back to Carlson. He's looking to play it right back to him. Now the Penguins fighting for it. It's Garcia who deflects that off his head to Coffis. Coffis out of bounds on him. Penguin throwing. Huberts, can he flick it on? He's bumped in the back just like Vela was. Not happy about it. No foul. Wilkinson deflects it off an Argonaut leg. Penguin throwing. At about a midfield. Guevara just over his head. Huberts plays Garcia down the line. Garcia working against Carlson. Shields now. Looks to play it back. There's Mata. Mata will leave it for Garcia. Left foot cross. Not a good one. A little bit low. A little bit on top of that one.
Garcia frustrated himself right there. Showing it. Hanging his head and slapping his hands together as to say, come on, I could have done a better job there. Wasn't a good cross white to be Argonauts defender.
Ziegler to Mata. Mata to Vela. Sam Vela loses it. There's Barnes. Trouble for the Penguins. Here comes Barnes. Plays it forward. Deflected by Ryan Vela. Nice job to save an Argonaut opportunity. Here's Tim Pinella. Huberts. Looking for Guevara. Guevara was pointing. He wanted that ball to go to Rafi Garcia as the Argonauts just send it towards the corner flag to take a deep breath here. Carlson's going to scoop it up as he dribbles it back into the box. Going back to Rafi Garcia's play here on the sideline right in front of us. It was a nice little flick to keep that thing in. And after the 1-2 with Mata, couldn't get there. Penguins in Argonaut territory, cleared by Kaufis, shielded by Garcia at midfield. Pinella finds Garcia to Mata. Mata's going to have a crack at it, left foot. There, having to make a save, was Castro. Nobody followed that up, Joey.
Yeah, Castro was not able to corral the ball to make the actual save. He deflected it. The ball rolled around in front of him a little bit. No Penguins players there to try and get an extra shot on goal.
Pinella, Guevara in the center. Bad touch. You don't usually say that with him. Gomez, the switch to the outside midfielder, Barnes. Barnes, speedy and shifty. Plays Garcia. He's onside. Sam Vela with a diving save to redirect Garcia towards the right. He'll cross it back in. There's Barnes at the back post over his head. Carlson was there. Garcia, fortunately for the Penguins, was right after him. Able to clear that with the right leg off the volley. Throw in Argonaut midfield.
Another throw in for the Argonauts here. Let's see how the Penguins set up on defense. Don't want to give up another goal here in the first half, already down 1-0.
Argonauts hugging the sideline. The throw from Carlson sends Rosales down the line. Penguins fight to clear. Looks like they're going to get a throw, and we're also going to get a substitution. It's going to be David Mendez, Joey, checking in after an extended absence with an ankle injury. He'll come in favor of Evan Cordova, and let's see if he can be the one to spark the Penguin offense. I'm sure he'd like to get on the board after missing so much time. Argonauts have it in the back. Hoog to Kaufis. Kaufis switches to Sweetnam. Sweetnam, right foot's going to send it forward. Nobody's running. Besides Ziegler, it's off Ziegler. Garcia's right behind him. Playing the bounce that time was Garcia. Intercepted clearance by Barnes. And NDNU, another opportunity. Barnes looking for Garcia, almost had him. Now Ziegler, left side, Mata. Mata, time and space. Mata on the counterattack, waiting for help. Finds it in the center, Tim Pinella. David Mendez, first touch was a 1-2, right back to Pinella. Wilkinson, here's Mendez again, fighting with Kaufis, loses it. Now the Argonauts have it, it's back at the feet of Kaufis. Makes the switch outside to the left to Rosales. Rosales looking to send Garcia forward early. Garcia's going to be whistled for offsides.
Penguins seem to be having a hard time keeping Garcia in their reach, in their sights even. He's kind of moving all over the place for the Argonauts. He's looking to be the guy to start their offense. He has the goal already for them.
Garcia with a few well-timed runs forward in the early going as Hubert's ball was a little short from Wilkinson. The Argonauts have it in the back. Hernandez has a runner down the line. Gomez to Garcia. Trouble again for the Penguins. One-on-one with Ryan Vela. Tim Pinella intercepts it. There's David Mendez. Looking for Guevara. Not there. Argonauts drop it back. Castro.
Mendez, like you said, did miss four games. The past four games. The first four games in PacWest conference play here, Mike. It should be interesting to see how he plays with Guevara. Coming into the season, we all expected Guevara and Mendez to play well together. The two best people with a touch on the Penguin side, I guess, and Guevara and Mendez playing in the middle together. Let's see if it ends up in goals today.
Be nice to see them get some offense going for the Penguins. Like we've said throughout the broadcast, they've struggled in that area. 23 minutes left here in the first half. Penguins trailing 1-0 off of Garcia's goal early on for the Argonauts. Sam Vela next to his own corner flag. Just wants to get rid of it. Sweetnam with a header. Penguins are going to get whistled for a foul here. It's going to be on Tim Pinella. It's a few yards into Penguin territory.
Again, another set piece for the Argonauts. The Penguins really need to do a better job of matching up, finding their men, and marking up on defense. It sounds like a broken record, Mike, but communication is the key, and that has been the breakdown for the Penguins, not just today, but in all the games so far this season.
Hernandez, line drive free kick. Carlson's going to take a shot at it. It's a good one. Just a little bit high, And wow, did he put a charge behind that ball.
Carlson's shot from around the top of the box, maybe a little bit outside of the box, just goes over the top of the goal. Matt Carlson, the goalkeeper for the Penguins, able to get a little piece. That ball was going over either way, but you're right, a great shot, a lot of mustard on it.
Carlson clears, looking for Huberts. Huberts got fouled by Kaufas. Penguin free kick just inside Argonaut territory. It'll be Guevara. Not close enough for a wall, but I think you will see Rosales, number 7, hang out in front of Guevara. Ziegler pushed forward. He'll make a run to the back post. As the Penguins line up at the 18, hand up, hand down, Guevara is going to go right foot. Back post. Pinella was there, won the header. Can Garcia keep it in? No. Just across the end line. It'll be a goal kick for the Argonauts, who have the lead here early on 1-0.
Pinella was able to get ahead on that ball, like you said, Mike. The Penguins do have a little bit of a height advantage, it looks right here. A lot of their players moving forward, 6 foot and above. And as you talked about, Tim Pinella and Shane Huberts go 6'3", 6'4". The Penguins do have a height advantage. Let's just see if they can continue to use that, and it'll lead to a goal, hopefully, for them here in this first half to tie things up.
That's Kaufas, who brought that down, plays Barnes. Barnes has been trouble, creating havoc for the Penguin defense. Does again here, crosses it, back post. Garcia is going to let it go out of bounds. Is it going to be a Penguin goal kick? It is. Barnes, the speedy outside midfielder, has just blown by both the midfield of the Penguins and the defense several times so far today. Carlson's kick midfield. There's Guevara, but stepping in front was Rosales. Pinella has it now, though. Outside of the right, Mata. He had Gomez running up his backside pretty quickly there. Tried to play Huberts forward, too much on it. Castro scoops it up, rolls it out wide right. Kaufas in the center looking for Rosales. Now they got Barnes. Referee says advantage, and that's exactly what the Argonauts have. Here they come on the left side. Gomez drops it back to Carlson. Another shot. This one stays on the ground. Carlson's been creative here early on, finding ways to get, if nothing else, the ball on the frame or close to it. We just saw him send a rocket shot over the top. That one hugged the ground, and Carlson has no problem with it.
Barnes continues to show he's the fastest player on the field today, running up and down that far sideline. Like you said, beating the Penguins midfielders and defense continually. They got to find a way to slow him down.
Nice switch from Montez. Outside to sweeten him. Looking for Barnes. Sam Vela able to stab his leg in there, get rid of it. But now here's Garcia back to the goal. Maybe thinking of a run from Montez, who was at the top of the 18. He doesn't make it. Carlson kicks it away. Huberts and Guevara. Guevara playing the bounce. But the header's won by the Argonauts. It is out of bounds. It'll be a Penguin throw-in. This will be Rafi Garcia. 18 minutes left here in the first half. 1-0 Argonauts. Garcia. Huberts, nice flick. There's Mata. Can he get it down? Pinella looking to get something going. Here come the Argonauts on the counterattack. Trouble for the Penguins. Montez out left in a foot race, one-on-one with Wilkinson. Now waits for help. Finds it on the left side. All the way back to Carlson. The switch from Hoog. Barnes on the other side is going to chip this one in. Ziegler's right there. Garcia tries to help it out. Guevara tries to shield at midfield. Good physical challenge by Sweetenham. Carlson's going to have to come out and grab this one. As Montez made a run forward, he'll kick it away.
Penguins did a better job on defense that time of marking up. It looked like Barnes was all over the place for the Argonauts there. Couldn't get a shot off. And the Penguins had a good defensive possession.
Garcia with a soft little shot. You barely call that a shot, but does make Castro catch it nonetheless. And somebody's got to get something going.
I think the Penguins have so much talent, Mike. We keep talking about the talent level. We're waiting for them to explode and for them to show that. I think a good way to start it is keep testing this goalie early and often. Just keep putting shots on goal, even if they're easy little rollers like that one by Garcia was.
Penguin throw, referee's going to say, hey, back it up a little bit. you're creeping closer. A little bit closer to midfield than where the ball went out. Referee's still frustrated, says a couple more. Maybe the referee's tired. You ever think that? Needs a little breather. Looking for Guevara. Guevara shielding. Penguins clear. Nobody's there. Castro on the header back from Hernandez. Rolls it out wide. Sweeten him. Barnes. Barnes trying to send somebody forward. Nobody home. Ziegler left foot. Rafi Garcia shields. Pinella. Now Ryan Vela has to come forward. David Mendez another touch in the middle. Huberts flicks on for Garcia. Easy call for the lines judge. That's going to be offsides on Garcia as the run Garcia made didn't look like he was anticipating the flick from Huberts. He thought that ball was going all the way through.
Huberts has shown some good poise in traffic, getting a good head on the ball and flicking it, like you said, this time to Garcia. Unfortunately, he was offsides. Last time to Todd Mata, but Huberts playing a big role for the Penguins' offense right now. He wasn't a starter in this game. Coming off the bench, looking like he's going to be the one to maybe get things going.
Castro, right foot. Soft flick from Montez. Nobody's at the back end of it, and Carlson has it again. He's had to be on his toes here early on. There's Garcia really running this ball down. Castro has to come out. Little extracurricular push there from Hoog.
Huberts again with the flick on for Garcia. It looks like, Mike, he is the one Coach John DeLena wants to use to get set up out there. He is the forward out there right now, the lone forward. He showed some good touch with his head early.
Garcia, one-on-one with Vela. Beats him to the middle. Left foot, back post. Who's there? Wilkinson of the Penguins. Right back to Garcia, though. Now to the Penguin Garcia. Rafi in the center to David Mendez. He's fouled by Kaufas as Kaufas scooped his right leg out from underneath him. Penguins will have a free kick. Sam Vela maybe thinking about playing in a hurry. Does to David Mendez. One time isn't a good one. And now Garcia has it. Mendez playing physical early on. Not well enough to win that ball. Argonaut throw. And we're going to get some subs here from the Argonauts. Coming off, Cristobal Montes and Kellen Kaufas, as well as Armando Garcia checking in. Jesus Gonzalez. And in Demel, along with Travis. All three made appearances on Monday. Argonaut throw down the line. As the Argonauts try to keep it alive, they can't. Scooped up by Carlson on the soft cross attempt. Did well enough to get to the line and bring it back. Carlson's kick is a good one. Hubert's looking to play Guevara. Guevara is going to have a one-on-one with Hoog. Guevara tries to cut back. Nice defensive play by Hoog. Two guys on him. Now referee says no foul. Guevara was involved in an Argonaut sandwich. Now Rafi Garcia is going to get in on the action. He's fouled. The referee says that's too much. A warning for Hoog. And Guevara will have another free kick. Just outside the 18, far side of the field, 13 minutes left in the half. The story, Armando Garcia with a goal early for NDNU. Ziegler back post. Mendez waiting for garbage. There's Huberts and Ziegler. Ziegler keeps alive. Mata with a header. An incredible save by Castro. Great header from Ziegler to send it back to Mata. And Mata almost buried his first collegiate goal.
Ziegler hanging out back post, like you said, Mike, flicks it on to Mata in the middle of the box, gets a good head on the ball, great save there. Penguins get a corner now, looks like Mata's going to be taking it, look for Ziegler on the back post again, hopefully to flick on for someone else in the middle, David Mendez in there as well.
Rafi Garcia working the goalie, Yorgo Letsos checks in for Shane Huberts. That was the story right there, Joey, of good offense, just better defense. Castro, an incredible
great
play.
Save.
Mata, right foot. Line drive. Can Yorgo Letsos run this down? He's going to have a chance to cross. Little short, deflection from Carlson. And the Argonauts are able to clear it. Ryan Vella heads it back to Matthew Carlson, the second-year keeper. He'll kick it away. Mata. Instead, it's Hernandez of the Argonauts. Barnes now. David Mendez trying to bring this down. Shielding. Out of bounds on the Argonauts. Penguin throw, far side of the field. 12 minutes remaining. 1-0 Argonauts. Armando Garcia with the goal early on.
Ziegler coming up again for this throw-in. Coach John Delano wants everyone in there in the box to get a good scoring opportunity.
Here's Guevara trying to make something happen. Far corner flag. Can he bring it back? No. Instead, the Argonauts are able to clear as Vella intercepts and is able to keep this back in. That's a should have been a foul right there on Christian Rosales. Referee missed it.
Argonauts getting a little physical here. Penguins getting some chances. Argonauts defense too physical. No fouls called yet so far.
Yorgo Letsos had a one-on-one. Bad touch. Here's Pinella after the ball bounces back out to him. Right foot deflected just a bit. Carlson has it. Looked for Rosales. Now David Mendez working down the side. Mendez trying to get a cross off. Can he get there? Bumped by Carlson. The clearance attempt from Hoog. Off Mata, stays in bounds. Here's Mendez. Mendez trying to make something happen. Carlson deflects it out of bounds. It's going to be a Penguin throw. Mata's going to take this. 10 minutes remaining. Penguins threatening here.
David Mendez showing some fancy footwork here on the sideline. Closest to us. Two defenders on him. Able to get a throw in here for the Penguins in the box. Here it is.
Big throw. Looking for Ziegler. Keeps it alive. Back post. Here's Guevara. Instead leaves it for Sam Vella. Shot. Nice contact. Had something on it.
Sam Vella coming from the back line to get that shot off from outside the box. Looks like it was low and wide right, Mike, but good job to come up from his defender spot on that throw-in from Mata.
Goal kick for the Argonauts as the Penguins had a few unsuccessful offensive opportunities. I'm sure they're content with that, but they need to get something going. Especially after conceding the early goal. If they want to earn a point or several points today.
1 point for a tie, Mike. 3 points for a win. Penguins obviously have zero in conference so far. No wins. I think a tie would be nice, but Coach John Delano wants to get that first win of the season to get their monkey to get that monkey off their back.
Thanks for tuning into this podcast on radio.dominican.edu. The women we'll follow this game, so I guess if you're listening to this on your computer, go ahead and click that one once you're done with this. Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan bringing you the action. Carlson, his kick away. One in the air by Rosales. Argonauts try to bring it down. Instead, the Penguins have it. Here's Rafi Garcia. He loses it. Linares, who was one of the four Argonauts subs that checked in a little while ago, wins that. Now Ziegler finds Guevara. Guevara can turn at just about any moment. Does here. Little bump from Sweetnam. Seems like the strategy most teams in the Pac-West Conference, and really everybody that's played the Penguins so far this year, has been to play Guevara physically.
Yeah, Mike. He's a real finesse player. Great touch. Physical play on defense could be a good way to shut him down.
Penguins scrambling to try to get rid of this. The Argonauts have another opportunity. Guevara looking to get the Penguins out of trouble. Now Garcia challenging, but the Argonauts still threaten. This could be big trouble. There's Travis in the box. Penguins finally do clear it briefly. Give them a moment here, but the Argonauts still have it. Big switch all the way to the back. Outside left, Hoog. Going to send it forward. Carlson looking to play the through ball. He has it. Argonauts shield and wait. This could be trouble for the Penguins as Travis winds up, can't get square. Now Linares with an opportunity, plays it outside. Carlson. Carlson had two great shots earlier. Let's see what he does here. Tries to do the same thing. It was deflected by somebody, I think his own player, and it'll be a Penguin goal kick.
More Argonaut players open in the box with time, looking to make plays. Looks like Penguin defenders are quick to rush out to them. Not breaking down, though. The Argonauts able to get around them and looking to get good looks, which they have. Fortunately for the Penguins, only one goal has came off that. It could have easily been two or three.
Garcia looking to play Letsos out wide. Carlson shields. Now he has space. Carlson looking for help. Sends it down the line looking for Gonzalez. He has him. Can he keep it in bounds? Perhaps hurried the cross. Ziegler unable to clear it. Argonauts threatening again. They'll switch. Other side. Crack that time from Travis. Off the left foot volley is wide right.
Penguins seem to be rushing the ball once they get it, Mike. Not only on offense, but on defense as well. The defenders are quick to look to clear the ball out of the box. That time it gets deflected by a couple Argonauts. They get another chance. Defense a little shaky, been the story of the game and the season so far for this men's team.
Sweetenham won the header, but then Vela had it. He lost it. Trouble again for the Penguins. Outside to the left. Here's Gonzalez. Gonzalez working against Wilkinson. Cuts it back middle. Gets a 1-2. Aiming for the upper right V. A little bit too much on it. He leaned back. Out of bounds. Goal kick Penguins.
Good little give and go there in the box for the Argonauts. Argonauts, another shot. Not quite on goal. High, top right, a little wide. But again, the Argonauts are doing what I think the Penguins need to do, Mike, and that is test the goalie over and over again. Penguins have not been able to do that. Argonauts have, which results in the 1-0 score for IndyNU.
Both teams scrambling midfield. Here's Rafi Garcia, the Penguins, looking for Letsos. Instead, has Mata in the middle. David Mendez with time. Turns. The freshman so strong in that frame. Looks more like a 30-year-old man out there. Here's Letsos. Looking to play Mata down the line, deflected by Carlson. He wins it now.
Not sure if Mendez is going to like that comment by you, Mike. A 30-year-old man. Might be a little bit of an insult there, huh?
No, not an insult, but you know the frame, thick, strong, that old man strength type of thing?
Yeah, he definitely is a big kid. He's got a good frame, wide shoulders, and strong legs. You're right. 30 years old, though.
Yeah, maybe not 30. 25. Not 18, certainly, though.
You're right.
I know. Here's Rafi Garcia scrambling in the center. Working against Linares. Linares wins it. And the Argonauts look more composed with the ball in the back, Joey.
Yeah, I think it has to do with their composure, like you said, their touch. The Penguins have the touch. They have the ability. I think composure is the key word. Awareness, maybe they know what's around them. They know when they can and can't. They do and don't have to hurry the ball. Penguins just hurry it all the time and sometimes lose possession because of that.
Guevara gives chase on the far sideline. It's out of bounds. It'll be an Argonaut throw. Penguins, it seems like, just have a lapse on the defensive end here or there, and they bury themselves in early holes. They have had a few good opportunities since, but desperately need to get something going offensively. On the far side, working against Ryan Vela, was Arceo, out of bounds. It'll be Sam Vela with a throw-in. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's Guevara shielding, tries to flick it up and over his head, but it's out of bounds. It'll be an Argonaut throw in midfield. Down the line, Travis working against Ziegler. Ziegler has to stab it out of bounds, and the Argonauts will take a little break here and push forward. Sweetenham, I'm assuming he's got a decent-sized throw here. Let's see what happens. He'll play it short instead. The early check from Arceo drops it back now to Rosales. Out of bounds off the Argonauts. Penguin throw in. Sam Vela jog over and take this.
Penguin should push the ball here, Mike, off the throw in. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Still down 1-0. IndyNU 8 shots. Penguins just 4. They should look to even that ratio and hopefully even the score before halftime hits.
Far side Hernandez. Looking to send it up the line. Instead, here's Pinella. They threw an Argonaut out of the way. David Mendez playing Letsos instead. That's going to be Sullivan right here in front of us.
Ball coming right at us there. Letsos not able to run it down, a little too strong. Again, could it be the surface? I mean, usually when you kick the ball on the Forest Meadows surface back at Dominican, you get a little drag, a little friction from the field. Here, this slick turf, the Penguins don't seem to know what to do with it yet on balls that are rolling, also when they're coming off their set kicks.
Arceo's flick ended up at the feet of Garcia of the Penguins. He wanted to play either Mata or Guevara through. Neither one made a run, and he had too much on the ball, to be honest anyway, for anybody to get to it. Castro scoops it up, kicks it away. Far side, there's Gonzalez fighting for it. Now Arceo, Gonzalez, left foot crack, keeps it back. The stab at the last minute almost put that thing in the back of the net. And gave the Argonauts a commanding lead. Instead, it sails high. Carlson is going to have a goal kick here with just 2 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half, 1-0 Argonauts.
Again, Mike, Matt Carlson has to be frustrated with the way his defense is not playing as a team. Looks like a bunch of individuals out there, no one talking. The communication is not there. Therefore, the score is what it is, 1-0 in the favor of the Argonauts.
Mendez, fancy footwork on the switch. Offsides, Guevara. Nice little trap from Hoog. And Hernandez. Castro finds Gonzalez in the center now. Arceo back flick. Gonzalez wasn't ready for it. Letzos down the line. Mata in a foot race with Hoog. Can he get there? Hoog able to cut him off. Drops it back to Castro. Kicks it away. Pinella wins the header in the air. Guevara lost the 50-50 to Sweetnam. The header from Wilkinson back to Carlson. And we're now down to a minute and 14. Can the Penguins equalize before half, or can the Argonauts get another goal as Hoog has space, pushes up the left side? The Argonauts will have an opportunity here if they get a cross off. Fortunately for the Penguins, Wilkinson able to stab that out of bounds, but we will see one last corner kick. The clock is now at 53. The Argonauts will send defender Oswaldo Hernandez forward. And the Penguins will drop everybody besides Guevara for a little extra help. They need to be sound defensively here and not go down 2-0 at half. Here's the kick. Back post. There's Rosales right at the top of the box, really. Here's Garcia now. Just needs to get rid of it. Guevara, is he on sides? Yes, but the ball forward isn't forward enough. Sam Vela. We'll have a throw as the Penguins hurry, 17 seconds. Cleared out of bounds, I think. NDNU is going to be happy to go to halftime, 1-0, as Linares just sends that one flying. And that's going to be the last play we'll see here in the first half from Corbett Field on the campus of Notre Dame Dana Muir University. The Penguins, again, concede an early goal. They're looking to pick up their first PacWest Conference win today. Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan bringing you the action. We'll bring you the halftime report, point out some stats, and give you some analysis of what we saw, and then preview the women's game. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning into the podcast on radio.dominican.edu. Little runaway, I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Gentlemen, second half of the men's soccer game here at Corbett Field on the campus of NDNU, Notre Dame, Dana Muir University. The story in the first half, the Penguins fell behind early off Armando Garcia's goal and haven't been able to recover since. Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan with you. Joey, what do we expect to see here in the second half?
I expect to see the Penguins push the ball a little more on offense. They've been good controlling the ball, just haven't been able to capitalize on their chances. I hope they push forward and put pressure on this Argonaut goalie. The shots favor NDNU 9-4, thus the score is 1-0. So I hope the Penguins can capitalize on the chances they've had and keep making more chances to put pressure on this keeper.
David Mendez for the Penguins did not start the game, but he is in the lineup right now to start the second half. As Guevara works and works against Gomez, Gomez drops it back to Carlson, who sends forward Garcia, who had the goal. Ziegler to Mata on the clearance. There's David Mendez holding. Instead, the Argonauts have it. They'll send it out wide. Nice run up the line. Sweetnam looking for Barnes. Look out there, Flores. Flores with his first touch. Brandon Flores bringing you the video shot. Not a good pass from Pinella in the area of Sam Vela.
Not a great touch by Flores here, the cameraman. He needs to work on that, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's skilled enough to make the touch and also not bump the camera to throw off the broadcast. He almost knocked us all offline there. So, poor effort that time by Flores. Here's Rosales. Sends this ball forward. Carlson has to come out. Just past his six. He'll kick it away. Garcia was threatening again. Looking for Mendez. and Mata.
Carlson on his kicks here is getting real close to the edge of the box. And Indian new players, the forwards who are about even with him when he kicks it, are a little past that. They keep calling for the refs to call it. Refs don't seem too concerned about that. They want Indian new to shut their mouths and keep playing the game.
Here's Guevara, 10 yards into Argonaut territory. Free kick. Ziegler's forward. They connected on one further than this 2 weeks ago. There it is, back post. There's Mendez. He pushed off. That's how he got so wide open. Argonaut free kick from their own six. It'll be Castro, the keeper. Castro made a brilliant save in the first half. Todd Mata had a header that should have been in the back of the net. Ziegler headed it to keep it alive, and Penguins really almost did come up with that equalizer we've been talking about.
Two headers in the box for the Penguins. Todd Mata's shot was from about 7 feet away. Like you said, Argonaut goalkeeper makes a great diving save to his left to shut the Penguins out.
Carlson has to come out. He'll scoop this up easily. Too much on the through ball there. 3 minutes into the second half. Penguins down one. Carlson kicks that away as Mendez fighting for it. He's physical. Didn't matter. That one bounced too high. Mata's not able to run it down. Castro scoops it up. Castro. Ziegler wins it in the air, but deflects it in the wrong direction. Here's Garcia. Can he get this under control? Penguins trying to sandwich him. Garcia with trouble. Referee, great officiating, did not call a foul. Garcia took a dive in the box, and the right call not to blow the whistle.
Yeah, Garcia and Ryan Vela a little bumping back and forth in the box. Like you said, looks like Garcia took a little bit of a dive. Vela goes down two. I think it was a good no-call, though, on the official's part.
Guevara trying to get a shot off. Left foot. Thought about it. Had another touch. Finally cracked it. Not much on it. Castro scoops it up. He'll one bounce kick this away. There's Sam Vela contesting with Montez. It's off Sam Vela. Throw in for the Argonauts. Barnes the early check. Now Montez shields. Here's trouble. Garcia one-on-one with Ryan Vela. Can he get a shot off? Cuts right. Looked like he was looking to bring that back. Vela was right there, and it'll be an Argonaut corner kick here in the early in the second half.
Good defense by Ryan Vela. Again, Garcia with a great chance in the box. Vela able to smother that attempt, deflecting out of bounds. Now there's a corner.
Montez for the Argonauts, right foot from the right corner. Back post, connected with his teammate Gomez. Gomez got up, got that ball down off his head. Wasn't able to keep it on frame. It's wide left. Carlson will have a kick.
Penguins escaped that chance there by the Argonauts. Could have been 2-0 very easily, like you said. Great job getting ahead on the ball, just a little wide.
Kaufis able to win the goal kick. Now Garcia putting pressure on the Penguins. Finds Gomez. Gomez brings it down. Does he have space? If he did, it was close quickly by Pinella. Is the Penguins scrambling now, trying to get rid of this? Here's a shot. It's going to be right at Carlson off the foot of Gomez. Right foot as he cut inside. Had a whack at it. Kept it low. Carlson right there, no problem.
Again, the Argonauts testing Carlson. The shot total, the shot number is 12-4 in favor of Indian U. Penguins need to pick it up with their offense here and test this goalie like we've been saying all day, Mike.
Guevara or Cordova's switch is intercepted. Here comes Carlson looking to send Montez forward. All the way out of the goal is Carlson. Gets it up high enough to buy himself some time to get back in there. But here comes Kaufis. Kaufis. Armando Garcia. Nice turn. He's out wide now. Gomez. Gomez. One-on-one cuts inside. There's a nice give and go. A little bit too much on it from Montez. As Rosales tries to run it down. Out of bounds on the Argonauts. Penguin throw deep in their own territory.
Argonauts keep getting guys in the box, running free, looking to get shots off on goal. Penguins keep playing like this, Mike. The score will be a lot more than 1-0 as it is right now.
Here are the Argonauts again, putting the pressure on the Penguins in the center. That's Rosales. Been a key component of that Argonaut offense. That has them 3-1 in conference, 5-2 overall. The Penguins 0-7-1, 0-4 in PacWest Conference play, looking for their first point, really. There's a physical challenge on Mendez. I'm sure Delano took a deep breath there.
Mendez is hurt, Mike, rolling around on the ground, grabbing for his lower body, maybe that ankle, that same ankle that was injured. Not quite sure yet. Trainers will tend to him, it looks like, but he looks to be in some pain.
Joey, to me, that's one of those that, depending on where it is on the field, could warrant more than just a yellow. That was a really physical challenge, and perhaps it wasn't so much that Hoog was trying to take him out as it was the positioning of Mendez and the way he was turned when he got that. It was kind of from the side, kind of behind, but a dangerous play. And it'll be Guevara here on the side teeing this one up, trying to connect.
Mendez shaking that injury off, getting back in there for the set piece from Guevara.
Here's Guevara. Mendez goes front post, back post. Tim Pinella, that's where it goes. Can he get there? There's Pinella, gets his head on it. It's wide. Did well to bring it down, but out of bounds, and we have an Argonaut down on the field now. Referee stops it. He's going to take a look at this. I didn't see what happened there, but somebody's down, and they don't look to be feeling too well.
It looked like when Pinella got his head on that ball, like you said, he did a great job of getting it down. The shot was wide. Looks like maybe he came down on top of this Argonaut player. Can't really see who it is who's down, but Guevara with another great ball off a set piece. Pinella gets a head on it. Just misses the bottom right corner.
The Penguins' offense hasn't been great this season, but their set pieces have been one bright spot, as now we have Oswaldo Hernandez, who went down, up and moving around. He seems to be shaking that off. Physical play in the box, as you would expect between the Penguins and the Argonauts in this rivalry game. Second time this week they've played. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast on radio.dominican.edu, or perhaps you found it on dominicanathletics.com. Either way, don't forget you can check out the women's game as well. Just as soon as you're done here, go and click over. Koffis has Barnes running. He's got a lot of speed. The ball's deflected by Sam Vela. Ziegler trying to send this out of bounds. Can he prevent the corner? Yes. Up and over his head. Throw in. It's going to be Sweetnam, the junior defender out of Pleasanton, 6'1", 170. He'll have this throw in right here in front of us. Ziegler does well to step in front of Montez. He'll send it back out of bounds. It'll be another throw-in, this time from Sweetnam, as Flores, our camera guy, had his first touch earlier. That was Sullivan's first touch in the booth.
And it was a great touch, if I may say. It wasn't my hands. I'm not much of a soccer player. It was a hand touch, but right to the Argonaut player.
Nice turn from Garcia. Sends it back post. Penguins are able to intercept, but did face some significant trouble there. Sam Vela, little pull of Barnes, fighting just outside the box. Here's Barnes trying to get something off. Bumped a little bit. Referee on the line. Thought about calling a foul. Thinks the better of it. Perhaps when he saw that Barnes was in the box, decided that wasn't enough of a foul. The Argonauts put the pressure on here again. Hoog goes down. Penguins aren't happy. That's right in front of us. Hoog's going to do one hell of a sell job here and act like his ankle's hurt.
Vela with a good tackle there. I'm not quite sure what the injury is. Looked pretty clean to me from the front, going to the ball. Got there, got the ball. Not sure how much angle he actually got on this tackle.
I might have spoke too soon. Hoog does appear to be in a little bit of pain here. I thought he was trying to sell this a little extra for a card. Sam Vela with the foul. And he's going to get a card now. And we'll see what happens here. Delano right in front of us. Hoog struggles. He's up now. I was right all along. And the referee was duped here a little bit. And it'll be a free kick for the Argonauts. Sam Vela looked like a clean challenge there, Joey. We did have a pretty good eye on that. And it'll be Koffis.
Coach John Delano for the Penguins not happy with the ref's decision to give Sam Vela the card there. He was unhappy with the ref's little bit of indecision. That card came a little late after the challenge, probably about a minute after the player was laying on the ground here for a while right in front of us.
Well, and you'll notice Hoog is just fine now.
Oh, yeah. He looks good to go.
As soon as the card was handed out, he's up and moving. That's part of soccer, part of the strategy. Delano doesn't like it. We don't either. Here's Koffis, right foot. Back post, deflected from Sam Vela. Did it help the Penguins or hurt the Penguins? Here's Carlson. Guevara steals it. Guevara on the counter looking to play Mendez. Guevara to Mendez. That's something we hope to be saying all season. Let's see if they can get it going. Here's Mendez. Tries to cut back middle. Carlson has it and is able to get the Argonauts off and running in the other direction. As he sends this one forward, Ziegler intercepts it. Sends it out wide. Sam Vela looking for Mata. Mata can't get there.
Coach John DeLano is still arguing with the sideline judge here, Mike, it looks like, about that delayed yellow card on Sam Vela. DeLano needs to watch out. The ref might card him.
And, you know, you can't blame these referees sometimes, Joey. It just seems like, how can they really tell if he completely got him or didn't? And when the players sell it like that, it's often confusing.
Yeah, the ball, it was a loud thud with the tackle, too, because I believe Vela pushed the ball off the Argonaut player's shin guard. That's where the noise came from. The player rolled around the ground and sold it, like you said, though.
Carlson's got to get out there and get this one. Ziegler, physical play to push Garcia out of the way.
Ziegler, great job slowing up Garcia there. One, stopping him from getting the ball, and then two, give him a little shove to get him on the ground. No call there. I think it was the right call. Both players were fighting for possession right inside the box. Garcia's still down here behind goalkeeper Matt Carlson. Maybe he's trying to sell another card?
Looks like he's stretching out, maybe a cramp, but either way, he's still down on the field. Referee sees it, and he's going to go over and check this out. Garcia has the only goal so far on the day. The clock is still running. Now it's stopped at 35. The Argonauts lead 1-0. Garcia, who's down at the 6. I think he's rubbing his calf and his hamstring, so perhaps his hard work that resulted in a goal and some of the runs he's been making has him a little dehydrated. Maybe a cramp here. Appears to be okay now. And we'll have play restarted in just a moment. It is a warm day. Light breeze off and on. Penguins in the black unis. The Argonauts in the white. These two rivals that started out in the Cal Pack, now in the Pac West Conference. Here's Barnes. Sam Vela does well to step in, but then it's deflected by Oswaldo Hernandez. Here's Barnes. Barnes with space. Space and time for Barnes. Cuts right. Can he bring this back? Did it cross the end line? Doesn't matter. It's his cross. He's not able to bring it back into the net, and that'll be a Carlson goal kick for the Penguins.
Barnes and Vela have been going at a little bit here on this side of the field right in front of us. Real physical, a lot of grabbing of a jersey, a lot of tugging, a lot of pulling down. They both end up on the ground there. Barnes gets up and gets a chance to play that ball for the Argonauts, though.
And here come the Argonauts. This is trouble. Montez, with time and space, sends it out wide to Barnes. Barnes, a lot of speed, able to keep that back in. There's a nice cross from Montez. Penguins scrambling. Garcia keeps it alive. There's Gomez. Ryan Vela finally gets rid of it, left foot, but it's pushed right back in by Sweetnam. Ryan Vela says left foot, get this thing out of here. And the Argonauts, Hoog will run it down. The player we were talking about earlier with this foul right in front of us. Major talking point for us because maybe we had the best angle for it.
Yeah, right in front of us, Mike, about 5 feet in front of us, just before the sideline here. Good shell job by Indian U. Can't fault him for that, but it is part of the game, like you were saying earlier.
Mendez, time and space, holds. Working against Sweetnam. He'll drop it back to Ziegler, who sends it out left. Left back Sam Vela to Mata, who shields and holds, works. Let's see if he can keep this in bounds. He can't. It's off him. It'll be an Argonaut throw-in at about midfield. One zero, 33 minutes left. Penguins need to get something going offensively, and we can't say that enough, but it really is the truth. And let's see if they're able to do it. David Mendez back in the lineup today. Ryan Vela playing with an injury, so is Alex Ziegler. Here's the other captain, Tim Pinella. Guevara tries to play Pinella. Out of bounds off the Penguins. Argonaut throw. Garcia, nice shield, can't quite get his foot on it. Here's Ziegler, he loses it. Sam Vela has to clear it in a hurry. Off the water jug. Argonaut throwing into Penguin territory. It's going to be Sweetnam. Here's Montez checking. Barnes has it now in the center. Shields well, turns. Ryan Vela tries to clear. Barnes deflects it back in. Ziegler finally gets it out of there. There's Kafis. Sends it out wide to Sweetnam. Tries to play Garcia. Ziegler's able to clear, but comes up limping just a little bit that time. There's Gomez looking for Garcia. Ziegler ends up on his butt. Carlson's able to scoop this up. Carlson's kick towards Mendez. Tries to bring it down. Here's Guevara. Can he get there? Doesn't quite get in front of Coffus. Slide tackle from Sam Vela wins it. Cordova has space. Left foot. Back post. Nice deflection by Sweetnam. Otherwise, David Mendez might have had an opportunity there for his first goal. Instead, it'll be a Penguin corner kick. Evan Cordova from the far corner flag.
Yeah, Mike, Cordova to take this corner because it's a left footer, maybe possibly, instead of Guevara. Guevara standing up near the top of the box. Maybe he'll get a ball played his way and he can actually be on the receiving end of this set piece.
Left foot. It's a little bit short, deflected out by the Argonauts. Sam Vela makes his case for Penguin ball. Instead, it'll be NDNU right in front of the fans. Decent crowd out today. Appear to be quite a few students. Here's Mata. Intercepts, chest, shield, and holds. Sending Garcia forward. Can he keep it in bounds? Oswaldo Hernandez of the Argonauts deflected that one out. And it'll be a Penguin throw-in about even with the 18. With 30 minutes left here in the second half. Game one of a doubleheader. You're on the campus of Notre Dame, Dana Muir University. It's going to be Mata. Referee's going to go tell everybody to clean this up as Mendez working the keeper. It's a big throw flicked on by Pinella. Right foot now to try to get it back to Mendez. Castro's there. He'll pick it up, and he'll kick it away.
Mike, there's not a lot of sideline space from between the fence and that sideline here at the Corbett Field on the campus of Notre Dame, Dana Muir. At Forest Meadows at Dominican, there's a lot of space for these players who are doing the throw-ins to run up to the sideline to get a better throw. That's not the case here. The fence is about 3 to 4 feet from the sideline, so it's more of a step and throw instead of a couple steps and throw.
The senior Wilkinson's throw deflected out of bounds by NDNU. And the Penguins will have another. It'll be Mata looking for Mendez down the line. Off the back of Mendez's head. And an Argonaut throwing. Couldn't find that ball, and before you know it, got him in the back of the head. Here's Wilkinson trying to win this one again against Garcia. Garcia able to do so. Sends it in the middle. Now Guevara fighting, as is Pinella. Ends up at the feet of Montez. Switches. Sweetnam. Right back. Barnes wanted to push forward. Sweetnam wanted him to come back to that. Here's Ryan Vela. Heads it. Trying to get rid of this. Having trouble with Montez. He'll turn outside. He's going to send it to Cordova. Cordova has time right in front of us. Left foot deflected off Barnes' face. And here comes Carlson. He's got a good shot. And that one's off the left post. A lot of topspin on that ball. Really dropped off the table. The shadows make it tricky for Carlson. He's not able to get there, but fortunately for the Penguins, that one just did go off the left post. And wow, Carlson is really trouble when he pushes forward. He's a big threat for the Argonauts.
Penguins again, another player running free. This time not in the box. A good job. They were marked up in the box, unlike previously in the game. But Carlson running down the field, Mike, with no one around him, able to get that booming shot off. And like you said, kind of like a curveball in baseball. That ball looked like it was going well over the goal. A lot of topspin, drops down, hits the right post, and goes out.
Got about 100 substitutions for NDNU. Arceo's in, as are Gonzalez and Gomez checking back in. Travis is in as well. Like a line change in hockey there, Joe. You're a hockey guy.
Yeah, that was a lot of subs there. I haven't really seen that in soccer too much.
Mendez cut off by Hernandez. Hernandez turns, beats him. Midfield with space, looking to send Arceo forward. Carlson Shields has a little bit of trouble, but...
little cat and mouse game there with the Argonaut player, huh?
You know? Ends up with a goal kick, though. Made us nervous, and I'm sure John Delano, director of soccer, as well. Of course, it'd make him feel a lot better if the Penguins could get something going. Guevara down the line. Mendez, can he get to the line and bring this back? Cordova is running, but he's at the back post. That was at the front post. And Sweetnam clears. Now Arceo leaves it. Here's a switch outside of the right, Jimenez, who was part of that line change, plays Travis. You can hear Domingo Ramirez, who's on the sidelines warming up, telling Sam Vela to watch the runner. This is trouble for the Penguins. Can anybody get there to clear this? A collision in the box. This is going to be a shot from Gomez. Nice touch behind the back foot. And an incredible offensive play from Arturo Gomez. 1-2 cutbacks inside the 18. And that makes an even bigger hole for the Penguins to climb out of. 2-0 NDNU with just 26 minutes remaining in the second half. Joey, wow, was that some footwork.
Gomez, you're right. Fancy footwork in the box. Makes a couple Penguin defenders look silly. They ended up on the ground. Gomez puts that ball top right, upper V. Mike Carlson had no shot to make the save. Defense needs to be a little more solid. Gomez made him look silly there.
You're not going to see better footwork in the box than that right there. I mean, to cut back on 1-2 guys in that short amount of space.
And not hurt yourself. I mean, he's kept his feet and got a good shot off. He showed good poise there.
Or anyone else. Penguins in trouble, down 2-0. Let's see if they keep their heads up. Again, the same story as Monday. They fell behind 2-0. And it stayed that way. Let's see if they're not able to get two. Maybe to get one back. Still plenty of time for two. And if nothing else, they need to get some momentum going forward if they're going to expect to finish anywhere not near the cellar in the PacWest Conference. There's a ball forward. Might have been offsides. I guess Sam Vela at the back post kept him on. Carlson has it.
Anyone not listening to this game, Mike, all they need to do is look at the shot ratio, and they can tell that NDNU dominated the game. It's now 16-6 in favor of the Argonauts, thus the 2-0 score. Penguins have had some chances but couldn't capitalize and really couldn't get a lot of shots on the net.
Ziegler cuts off Jimenez. Clean play, but unfortunately for Jimenez, the wood was right there. And actually, not a sportsmanlike play from the fan there who wants to see Ziegler after the game. I don't know if you want to see Ziegler after the game. I can tell you that right now. That's a big, strong kid.
Yeah, not a pretty play at all, Mike, but you're right. The wooden kind of half fence is real close to the end line here. So Ziegler did give him a little shove. Not Ziegler's fault. The fence is so close to the field here on all sides of the field.
Arceo tried to cross it in, didn't have it. Deflected back out, Argonauts. Sweetenham sends it in. Here's trouble again for the Penguins. Arceo checked, leaves it for Travis. Travis out wide. There's Linares. Linares looking for Arceo. Ziegler able to step in front and clear. But he appears to be really gimpy on that right side.
Favoring that leg, Mike. The same leg that has been injured all season, it looks like. Looks like he's holding his quad. Maybe got a little knee to the leg there or something. But he is limping around, you're right.
Arceo's throw, deflected back out. He has time. A lot more time than Delano would be comfortable with, the coach for the Penguins. Nice move forward that time by Carlson, who's had three rocket shots that were just off high, left, and right.
One hit the post just a few minutes ago and ricocheted out of bounds. An incredible shot that had a lot of downer to it. It kind of fell off the shelf. It looked like it was going way over the crossbar. Hits the right post. Luckily for the Penguins, does not go in. But a great shot, you're right.
He's going to line up with Arceo on this free kick. A couple of Penguins in the wall. Back post for the Argonauts is Jimenez. Travis, front post. Jimenez ends up on the ground, as does Vela.
Vela got beat by Jimenez. Vela kind of pulls him down in the box. Had a piece of his jersey. Surprised the ref didn't call anything there.
This is going to be trouble. It'll be a foul on Tim Pinella of the Penguins. Referee reached in and got a card. Let's see what color it is. I don't know if he's going to decide that this was just a collision or if this was a foul. I think he'll say it's on Pinella.
Both players down, and it looks like more than those cell jobs you saw earlier, Mike.
This doesn't look good. Let's see if the referee will pull out a yellow or a red for Tim Pinella.
Penguins down 2-0, have been dominated most of this game, much like they were on Monday. Penguins playing physical, looking to show, or they have been showing their frustration because of that.
Pinella hurting, as is Carlson. Both players still on the ground. It'll be a free kick. Referee hasn't shown anything yet. Willie. Clearly a foul on Pinella, as he was late in the challenge. He was the second one there. That's usually when you get whistled for it. But both players run at full speed. Hopefully the referee just cautions him. But that remains to be seen. Ziegler's pleading his case.
Pinella pleading his own case from the seat of his pants there with the referee.
And it's going to be a red card, Joey. He's going to send off Tim Pinella, who is not happy. And I'm not sure that deserved a red card. No scoring opportunity. Not from behind. Both players hustling for it. And tempers are flaring here at NDNU. I don't like the call, Joey. I think he missed it.
Yeah, late challenge, like you said. Maybe a yellow card at most. The red, as it seems, a bit harsh, especially when it wasn't a scoring chance. I believe you said that as well. Can't emphasize that enough, Mike. Usually if that's a scoring chance and there's a late challenge and both players end up hurt and it's physical like that one was, I could see a red card, but we're well outside the box. We're closer to midfield.
Well, it seems like there's two different types of red cards. There's the scoring opportunity, red card, penalize the player, and then there's also the physical challenge. That was physical, but both players running full speed. I don't think he deserved a red on that.
It wasn't a swipe. It wasn't an elbow. It wasn't a push in the back that was real late. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but it was late. I don't think the red card was deserved. Maybe a yellow. But here we go. Tim Pinella out for the game.
So if the Penguins are to come back here with 23 minutes left, it'll be with just 10 players down 2-0. The flick from Arceo. There's an opportunity for the Penguins. It's Travis. And Carlson scoops it up. Referee pulls out the red, did give the Penguins a chance to plead their case. He wasn't buying what they were selling. Here's Mendez pushing forward after Carlson's kick.
Pinella, a real good defensive midfielder, Mike. The Penguins have already had problems on that side of the field. Now down him, could see some more scoring from NDNU.
This is trouble. Here's an opportunity. Jimenez, not happy with himself, sends that one about 20 yards too high, up and over not only the goal but the fence.
Heading towards your car over there, Mike. You're parked that way, yeah?
Yeah,
could be a windshield there, huh?
It could be trouble. Penguins are in trouble. 2-0. David Mendez is going to check out. Delano maybe deciding to rest him. He'll give Huberts another opportunity. Huberts started the game. Check that. Huberts did not start the game. On the outside, it's Jimenez. Huberts has started a few games in Mendez's stead. In those four games he missed because of the ankle injury. NDNU with time. This ball's coming right at us. Let's see if Jimenez keeps it, and he does so nicely to chest and bring it down. Arceo has space. Jimenez, is he on sides? Yes. Trouble for the Penguins. Deflected. Goal-saving play by the Penguins. The cross was there. It looked like they had an opportunity. It'll be an Argonaut corner kick. But another scary moment for the Penguins. 21 minutes remaining. 2-0 NDNU. Pinella red carded just a few moments ago. There's Jimenez. Back post. Travis has time. Turns outside. Working. Shielding against Rafi Garcia. Out of bounds. Penguin throw. Travis is going to disagree and give the puppy dog face. Referee doesn't seem to care. It's Wilkinson, the senior defender, takes the throw. Nice flick. Garcia looks to run it down. Now NDNU has it again. Penguins are in trouble. There's Gomez in the center. Finds Gonzalez. Carlson able to scoop it up on the through ball.
A lot of Penguins players warming up right here on the sideline. About five or six in front of us, Mike. Looks like Johnny Lina might look to make another sort of line change, much like NDNU did earlier in this half.
The flick from Huberts is too far out in front of Cordova. Castro has it. And he'll throw this out wide, Carlson. Hey guys, don't keep going in front of the camera. Joey, the Penguins have had guys missing games for a number of different reasons so far this year. We'll check the rules, but I'm pretty sure The red card means Pinella will miss the next Pac West Conference match. And that can mean trouble for the next game. This is going to be an offsides call.
Mike, when defense is at a premium for the Penguins, they cannot afford to lose their best defensive midfielder and one of their most physical players, and a captain, a senior captain at that. If he, in fact, does miss next game, which I think he will, I believe those are the rules of the conference. I know those are the rules outside of conference play. It should be the same rules inside of the Pac West. That'll be a tough loss for the Penguins.
So how will they deal with that? How will they deal with this 2-0 deficit? Will they get some of it back? Will they get all of it back? Certainly not completely out of it, but if they do, they'll have to do it with 10 guys.
They'll have to put some more shots on cage. This is another, sounds like another broken record, Mike, but now being outshot 3-1. 3-1 is the ratio. The actual numbers are 18-6 in favor of the Argonauts. Penguins need to start doing something on offense. Here goes Ziegler pushing up again. Maybe he's the one to get a goal, much like he did last week.
It's going to be Todd Mata. We'll take this free kick. Referee said Arceo held as he shielded with his hands down and around the waist. Right foot, a beauty. Back post, there's Ziegler and Huberts. They run into each other, but they don't get the ball. Out of bounds, goal kick for the Argonauts.
Sam Vela down there, too. Looked like he was on the back end of that set piece. The ball was meant for Ziegler or Huberts in there. Good targets inside to look for. Both guys have good, are able to get a good head on the ball. Ziegler's shown that in the past. Huberts with his big frame and good size can jump up there with the best of them.
Looks like the Penguins are going to make a little change here. Ziegler is going to check out. And checking into the game for the Penguins, Michael Mitsumori, the junior transfer. He'll see some action in the back. Ziegler maybe coming out to rest up and then make another appearance on offense, or banged up and he's going to sit for the rest of the game. We'll find out shortly. As Jimenez, Rene Jimenez shields, makes a move to the sideline. Mitsumori tries to usher him out of bounds. This is going to be off the Penguins. Corner kick for the Argonauts. 17 and change left. 2-0 Argonauts.
Mitsumori checks in, Mike. Like you said, gets some action right away coming down the sideline here. Makes a pretty good play on defense to keep the Argonauts from getting a chance. Unfortunately, it gives them a corner. Hopefully the Penguins can mark up well enough to put this chance to the wayside.
Jimenez, a short one, dummied by Hoog. Arceo had a crack at it. This one's a touch for us for sure. Maybe a little payback from Hoog for the radio team after we correctly called his cell job a little earlier that duped the referee into yellow carding a Penguin player. He was looking for Sullivan on that one.
Table showed up, the sturdiness there. Hit the side of our table, knocked the mics around a little bit, the computer a little bit, but we're okay. We'll tough it out.
We'll play through. Penguins playing with 10 men. Sam Vela looking for Jordan Rode, who's checked back into the game. The freshman started the game. And he's seeing some more action here. Thanks for tuning into this podcast on radio.dominican.edu. Perhaps you found it on dominicanathletics.com. Either way, thank you for joining us. Brandon Flores, junior film student, providing the pictures for you. Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan calling this one. NDNU and the Penguins. Penguins trailing 2-0. Not a lot of time left, 16 minutes. They're down to 10, like we've been saying. And if they're going to get back in this game, it's going to be without Tim Pinella.
Good chance to do it right here, Mike. Guevara on the set piece. All the players of the Penguins shading back post.
And that's where this ball goes. Can anybody get there? Somebody, anybody needed to get something on that ball. They can't do it. Huberts was close. Looked like it dropped off the table just a little bit too much for him. And he's not able to get anything on the frame. Castro's going to take his time. The keeper rocking the baby blue jersey. Left foot. Sends it out wide. Carlson, who was involved in that collision with Pinella, he's going to switch sides. He'll go to Hoog. And to Kafas. Kafas back outside to Carlson. Garcia challenging. sweeten them this time. Check that Hoog again. Here's Barnes. Barnes turns just outside the 18. Looking for Montez through. Montez didn't make the run. Afterwards, Barnes takes a little dive. Referee not fooled. Not fooled this time anyway. There's Carlson's kick. Now at the feet of Sam Vela. Nice play by Barnes to step in and win that. Mitsumori tries to cut him off, and he throws him down. The referee's going to get him for a foul here just outside of the box. Penguins aren't happy, Joey. I think the referee got that one right that time.
Yeah, anytime a bigger player like Mitsumori is going up against a smaller player like Barnes, the size differential is going to impact the referee's call. Gives him a little shove in the back there. Barnes does go down, but I think it was the correct call.
Jordan Rode is going to be asked to be 10 yards away from this, but he'll be the lone guy in the wall. Ryan Vela hanging out in the center, hoping to clear this as Carlson keeps a close eye on it. Flicked from Barnes. It's right back to Montez. Jordan Rode gets rid of this. Sends it all the way to the other side of the field.
That ball's going up the 280 there, Mike. He cleared that thing well off the field.
That thing's out of here. But at least for the Penguins, it's a throw-in on the far side instead of a scoring opportunity. But this could be trouble if they get this right back into the box. Will NDNU get more, or will the Penguins get back into this game? And it appears to be leaning towards NDNU getting more as they have a corner kick coming up and another opportunity. Women's team's warming up. If you're tuning into this podcast right now, thank you for joining us. Don't forget, click over. Check out the women's game, also a podcast. We're at NDNU Corbett Field. Yorgo Letzos checks in for Rafi Garcia. Just before this corner, he'll match up with Gonzalez, the top of the 18. Also checking into the game is Seha, George Seha for the Argonauts. Back post, Garcia heads it to keep it alive. And it's Gonzalez making a run down the line with the ball. Lots of time and space. Nobody steps to. Tries to send it in left foot. Rhodes finally there. Huberts is going to send Guevara forward. Too much on it. 6, 7, 8 bounces. Castro will take this at his feet. And he's going to make Guevara chase him down before he picks it up. Now he finally does.
Smartly wasting time, Mike. He's not going to do anything until the ref tells him to move the ball.
12 and change, 2-0 Argonauts. Yorgo, all over the field working again. Ryan Vela clears. Penguins will not have Tim Pinella in their October 7th matchup against the Academy of Art University at the Academy of Art. That's a game that the Penguins would expect to win. We'll see how that factors into the strategy for John Delano. Letzos, right side. Right foot to Huberts. Not quite there. Does force an Argonaut clearance. Penguin throw in. It'll be Mata. Pretty close to the 18. The women's team starting to get loose, Joey. They're 3-1 in the PacWest Conference, coming off a overtime victory against NDNU back at Forest Meadows. Huberts undercut. Hoog that time. Argonaut free kick after the foul. And it'll be Castro, who undoubtedly will go left foot. It's a short kick, flicked on by Hoog. Right foot, one-time volley. And here's Rosales down the line. Now it's dropped back to Carlson. Drops it back to Kafas. Kafas has time and space. Here's trouble. Seha. Outside to the right, Sweetenham sends a ball into the box on the ground. Guevara is able to get some of it and get it out, but here come the Argonauts right back. Nice flick over the top by Sweetenham. Flores just got his second touch of the game, and Sweetenham will throw it in. Finds Montez back to Sweetenham. Back post, Yorgo Letzos there. Now here's Barnes, gets way up into the air on the back of Mitsumori. This Barnes kid.
Clearly
really
the best
with.
Athlete on the field, Mike. I mean, we've seen his speed all day. There we just saw his leaping ability lead well over the bigger defender.
Has played hard all day, created opportunities. Here's another kid that hasn't been too shabby. Carlson on the back left. Three rocket shots. Anytime garbage was kicked back to him when the Penguins tried to clear it, he pushed right back forward. He's been very good. Garcia had the first goal. And then Arturo Gomez with an incredible two or three moves inside the 18. Made a couple of Penguins miss and then buried it in the upper V. Todd Mata and Huberts will check out. Jose Contreras and Garrett Mitchell will check in, as will Nick Arredondo, the Argonauts. He's out wide. Not sure if Sam Vela really recognizes he's there. Now he does. Vela just properly playing the shift to the ball side. Drop back to Seha and a switch to Carlson. Carlson looking for Garcia. He's beat to the ball by Vela. Now chasing it down is Hoog. Hoog is going to shield from Mitchell. Let Castro grab it. There's Castro's booming kick, left foot. Garcia looking to play the flick on. Now outside. Montez working against Vela. Rode. Shielded. Nice strong challenge from Arredondo. Here's Garcia. Right back to Sweetnam. Sweetnam makes a move down the right side. Garcia. Garcia, right foot cross is a beauty. Right there is Montez connecting at the other end. Isn't able to get it down. And the Penguins just escaped another Argonaut opportunity. 8 minutes left. We're going to get another sub.
Garcia looking to pad his stats there, Mike, going for the assist. He already has the first goal of this game. Got a good cross in there. The Argonaut got a good header on it. Just went a little high and wide. But Garcia has been just been trouble for the Penguins defense all day, either scoring the goal or getting a chance to get an assist right there.
Sam Vela, the freshman left back, checks out. Sophomore Domingo Ramirez checks in. He'll see some time, the outside back spot. We got a shoe being tied and some more subs checking back into the game. Arceo and Travis instead of Garcia and Rosales. And also Linares makes another appearance. Penguins only playing with 10. The flick on attempt from Arceo. Arceo wants to toss this all the way into the box. And he does. Is it a bit short? No. Perfect. Right in the center. Vela able to get something on it. Arceo puts it right back in. Here's trouble for the Penguins. A turn. But he's... Arredondo is shielded nicely. Not able to get that on the frame. And sends it out of bounds. Penguin throw. Wilkinson looking for Mitchell. Argonauts have to send it out of bounds. Penguin throwing as they creep up the sideline. 6 minutes and change. Can the Penguins get on the board? Or will it be a real similar matchup as Monday? Monday's score was 2-0. Felt a lot like this one. Henry Dominic Sroka, an Argonaut player, went down in that game and was down for an extended period of time. The ambulance did come, and I think he's okay now. I think the latest word was they thought it was a dislocated hip, but it was good to see him get up and get, you know, taken away, moving a little bit, as both teams were definitely worried about that. Today's story, similar, but all anybody's worried about is the victory, and it looks like the Argonauts are creeping closer to that. Penguins need to get something going. Handball on the Argonauts. Free kick Penguins from their own territory. Ryan Vela, right foot. I think he wanted Ramirez or Rode or even Mitchell to go after that. Or perhaps he put a little bit too much on it. Either way, Castro is able to keep it in bounds. Waste a little bit more time. He'll pick it up now and he kicks it away. There's Contreras. That ball found his head. Comes up a big gimpy. And it's going to be a Penguin throw in. Wilkinson, far side of the field, just in front of the NDNU crowd. Nice turf field. Barnes challenging Letzos. Letzos, check that. Guevara ends up on his bottom. As Kaufis challenged. Barnes and Wilkinson involved in a collision at midfield. Barnes, like you said, Joey, maybe the most athletic player on the field. Not the biggest. Wilkinson, not too small.
No, Barnes ended up on his back there. Wilkinson didn't seem to be fazed by it at all. It's interesting to see what the Penguins are doing now, Mike, with so many subs, so many players that don't normally play in the game. I know they're down 2-0. Coach John Delano's probably giving them some time just to play here. Let's see what they can do. New players playing with some veterans. See if it's a good mix for the Penguins. The last 4.5 minutes, see if they can get a goal.
Foul on Domingo Ramirez. Free kick Argonauts midfield. They'll take their time. And time is in their favor, 4 and change. Barnes a little bit hobbly. He jogs off now. We're going to get a sub checking in. It's Farajan, the junior midfielder out of Altadena, California. Transferred from Cal State Northridge. Here's Sweetnam. For the Argonauts, right foot, it's short. Guevara. On the counter, can he get something going? Has Mitchell running with him. Also has several Argonauts. He's cut off, and he loses it. Here's Arceo. Arceo makes a run middle. Has a runner out wide, and Sten plays Travis, who sends it outside. Argonauts threatening again in the box. One-on-one with Letzos is Gomez. Gomez. Not sure where Travis was going with that. Couldn't quite get around on it and put it on the frame. Out of bounds, it'll be a Penguin goal kick for Carlson with 3.5 minutes left. Penguins down 2-0. And if you cross off the fact that the Penguins might lose this game, Joey, the bigger story here is Tim Pinella having to sit the Academy of Art game October 7th in San Francisco.
Yeah, Mike, the theme of the day, theme of the season so far for the Penguins, the only real rough spot on the team is defense. And Tim Pinella, although a midfielder, a defensive midfielder at that, a senior captain, him missing about half of the second half in this game when they're already down 2-0 and missing the next game in a very winnable contest against the Academy of Art Urban Knights is just another loss for the Penguins. Defense will continue to be a problem for them most likely.
Here's a one-on-one. Mitsumori does well defensively to redirect Travis. And force the ball over the end line. Penguin goal kick. Here's Mitchell challenging up top. Contreras now gets in on the action. Right foot. Looking to play Mitchell forward. Cut off nicely by Hoog. Back line for NDNU has been solid. Joey, going all the way back to the first half, you wonder if Castro doesn't make the brilliant save off of Todd Matas. Really nice header shot from Ziegler if this is a different game.
Well, that would have tied it up, Mike. Would have made it 1-1 at half, and it could still be 1-1 now. Could have given the Penguins a lot of confidence with that seeing the ball in the back of the net.
Nice tackle from Linares. As Carlson has to head this out, Penguins need to get on it, give him some time to recover. Seha thought about sending that towards the frame. As Linares goes down. This is trouble. Arceo has an opportunity. Carlson comes out. Arceo mad at himself for not getting something on that. He'll jog in front of Carlson. A little distraction. Now kick it away. The ball's off the back of Arceo. The head referee is going to go talk to his linesman.
Arceo real close to Carlson on the kick there, Mike. They're supposed to give him some space. He was about 2 feet in front of Carlson, so therefore Carlson's kick did hit him. Looks like he... Not sure the ref's giving the yellow to here.
Referee is giving the yellow to the wrong player. He's giving it to Travis. And he needs some help here. It was on Arceo. And now he's going to try to figure it out. We got a minute left. This game is all but done. the NDNU players would be wise to just let this go. Now the referee cards the right player. Carlson went to take his kick. He needs space. You can't jump in front of the keeper, or else how would we ever get the ball across midfield? Arceo's going to get a card. He should. But why would he even fool around right now, Joey, arguing with the referee? Another card, and he has to sit a game like Pinella.
Exactly. You don't want to argue when you're already up 2-0. Just finish the game off. There's 1 minute to go. Keep your mouth shut and get out of here with the victory.
55 seconds remain. The story again, Penguins offense struggling. 55 seconds left. Referee going to ask for 58 seconds.
Difference of 3 seconds on the clock. Not so sure that's going to make a difference in this 2-0 score.
Not sure either team cares at this point either.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if the Penguins one last opportunity. Carlson looking for Letsos. Now Mitchell, chest, brings it down, keeps it in. Letsos. Letsos, right side. Contreras. Mitchell tries to send back post. Domingo Ramirez not forward enough. Rode. The freshman was at the front post. Castro will pick this thing up now as time is getting ready to expire. 30 seconds left. Ramirez. Rode. Can Rode get something going here for the Penguins? Last 20 seconds. The Argonauts recover nicely. We're not sure if you can see that. We can't. Now the ball's back in our play here as Carlson all the way out again. Travis was streaking. Hey, I'll tell you what, Joey, this NDNU team, not happy with two goals. They've been on this thing offensively all day.
It looks like they want to get more and keep pouring this on. And that looks like it's going to be it with a 2-0 score here. But you're right, the Argonauts did want to get another goal there at the end, it looked like.
Thanks for tuning in to this podcast on radio.dominican.edu. The women, don't forget, we're also recording that game live right now. So click over on DominicanAthletics.com to hear and see that one. Flores on the pictures. Michael Wells, the play-by-play, and Joey Sullivan sitting to my right, the color commentary. Stay with us from NDNU, the men's soccer team for the Penguins, loses 2-0 in a matchup that was real similar to the game we saw Monday. Don't go anywhere. We'll have the next game after this.